Ladies and gents, welcome to Absolute Truth. Absolutely, this is the LWIM podcast. Thank you once again for downloading these podcasts. You can find these podcast episodes on LWIM.org, our website, and also via the iTunes store. You can find us under Absolute Truth, Absolutely. Absolute Truth, Absolutely. On this week, I'd like to comment a little more on the article that I published for my own blog, Uncompromised Truth. And I titled that particular article, Out with the Old and In with the Not So New. In the article, and I encourage you to visit that webpage to read that short read, it's uncompromisedtruth.wordpress.com, uncompromisedtruth.wordpress.com. You can also find the link via lwim.org, and you can also receive these articles directly to your inbox on a weekly basis if you subscribe to our email updates list available via lwim.org. And I was making the case in that particular article about how this idea of out with the old, in with the new is such a broad blanketed statement and such a generalization. And we need to really be careful with it because we run the risk of suffering huge losses because of our ignorance. What do I mean by that? Well, and I'll just recap a little bit of what I was saying through the article. Recently, I had the opportunity to purchase my own copy of the movie Skyfall. I am a person who enjoys the James Bond films, and I thought that this last film was well made. Honestly, my favorite from the Daniel Craig films is Casino Royale. I think this film, they got a little bit too much into James Bond's mommy issues and daddy issues. And, you know, it's a prototypical Hollywood script for this generation where instead of glorifying, if you will, manhood and masculinity, they try to do everything to deconstruct it. But the action sequences were good. Some of the plot was actually decent. Had some issues with Javier Bardem's character, of course, with him and his homosexual tendencies. But anyways, one of the things that I found interesting about the film and something that really captured my attention was the scene where we find James Bond, Daniel Craig's character, in Shanghai, China. And he's lathering his face with custom-made, shaving cream, the old school way of doing things. And also he's lathering it on, he's putting it on his face with the old school shaving brushes. And he's about to use the straight razor, also known as the cutthroat razor, the old school, old fashioned razor. And when I was looking at the scene, I see Eve Moneypenny come in and she says, sometimes the old ways are the best. And that kind of caught my attention because I'm a traditionalist of sorts. I really like some of the old style. Anything Americana, anything vintage really appeals to me. 1940s fashion, for example. The way the cars were made back during the Industrial Revolution and other things, you know, just things that really appeal to me. And I began to do some research. I went on the internet and I began to do some research on this because I was very intrigued to see what was if there were any straight razors available, because I said, you know, it'd be interesting to do that. And the more I started doing research, I bumped with the Wikipedia page, which says that now the interest in straight razors has skyrocketed because of the film, because Daniel Craig's character, James Bond 007, employs one in the film. Well, Eve Moneypenny is the one that employs it. She's the one that's shaving him. But nevertheless, it's used in the film and people have garnered a great amount of interest because of this, because there's reminiscence going on. There's people that want to return to times past, times that were simpler. And this got me thinking. I said, you know, why is it that there is this nostalgia going on, especially in my life and in many other people's lives, that they want to return back to simpler times? If we're living in this day and age where people are saying we need to come out with new technologies all of the time, we need to come out with the latest and greatest thing to make life easier. Yet life is harder, it seems, than it was years ago. And more we're finding that our society is suffering as a result, even with all of these technological advances. Why is that? Why? I mean, that totally throws out the proverb, out with the old, in with the new. If we are totally going to discard everything that is antiquated or by definition or what by other people's categorizations is old and antiquated, why is there this wanting? Why is there this desire to return to the past? So when you begin to examine these things, you begin to see that there are those that understand that this ideological twist of things is just, it's nasty. It's not good. It's fallacious. What do you mean by that, Gio? Well, because there's things that you can suffer. You can suffer greatly by adopting this ideology. How do you do that? Well, when you constantly are saying to yourself, out with the old, in with the new, you are discarding what's going on in the past. You're saying that this new generation or new generations are always going to be smarter than the previous one. That's what that statement presupposes. And that's just not true, because there's a lot of things that this generation has come up with that are nonsensical, and they're just nuts. But yet when I look at times past, I say to myself, you know, there were individuals in the past that really had it. These guys were intelligent. Henry Ford with the Model T. I mean, the design still stands. We have not found a replacement for the car, ladies and gentlemen. Some people might say, yeah, but we have planes. Yes, but cars, ladies and gentlemen, still take you locally from one place to another. And you can take some very long trips on a car. You can probably go to the same places where a lot of planes go, except, you know, if you have to cross the Pacific or something like that to get to another continent or whatnot. Of course, that's off limits. You have to take a plane. But in the continental United States or anywhere else, you can pretty much just take a car and go. The Model T is still relevant today. Yes, the design has been improved upon, but the whole idea of having a shell which houses people, that has a motor which is propulsing it, and is riding on four wheels, the design is still relevant. It's still being used today. The phone. Alexander Graham Bell, he secured the American patent for his invention in 1876. Guess what? Here we are, 100 and some odd years later, and guess what? We're still enjoying the phone. Yes, it's mobile. Yes, it's a mini computer. Yes, it's half MP3 player. But guess what? Essentially, it is still the same thing at heart. It's a phone. It contacts you with a person at a distant location so you can hear their voice and they can hear your voice and you can communicate in that manner. The phone is still the same. It's essentially at heart the same thing. So if this whole mantra of out with the old, in with the new is so true, then why are we still using essentially a lot of the same conventions that we were using years, if not ages ago? You see, there are things that this generation propagates that are wrong. Besides, this has brought about many, many problems in people's lives. What do I mean by that? We can talk about this socially and economically. Socially first. Many kids, many young people, and I hope that this might not be the case with the people who are listening to the sound of my voice, but I would probably put my head on a guillotine and won't lose it, that a lot of young people that listen to me, they listen to this program, they listen to this podcast, have thought mom and dad are antiquated, grandpa and grandmother are antiquated, and it's the same thought process. They've allowed themselves to be indoctrinated with the same thought process, and therefore they willfully, ignorantly, they avoid the wisdom that is found in the hearts and minds of their progenitors, of the predecessors. And therefore, they are sentenced to suffer. They are sentenced to suffering. Why? Because instead of going to the elders and finding out, hey, mom, dad, what's the best way to do this? Hey, grandpa, grandma, aunt, uncle, what's the best way to do this? You know, give me some advice here. And instead of taking it, we're going to suffer the same problems that generations previous to us suffered. We're sentenced to repeat the errors of the past. So therefore, you find a whole new generation that has utter contempt for morality and for truth. And that's what we're at now. And number two, economically. Corporations nowadays know that the typical John and Joe Dane, or rather, I'm sorry, John or Joe and Jane Doe, that's the right way to say it, are going to spend their last nickel and dime to have the latest iPhone, to have the latest Android, because we all want to be part of the cutting edge. We don't want our friends telling us that, oh, that phone is 3 or 4 years old. What are you still hanging around with that thing for? It still does the same thing that your phone does. I mean, really? I can call somebody and I can talk to them. That's what essentially I need a phone for. But nowadays, we're hanging around, if you think about it, with three separate processors all of the time. We've got a laptop, we've got a tablet, and we've got a phone. And we're always on the computer all day, and we're missing out on having meaningful conversations with our friends and with our family members. And we're paying for something. We're paying for the new phone the new generation that in reality has no improvements over the last generation, which just came out 6 months ago. And guess what? They tapped you for another $400 when that phone, it only cost the corporation maybe $10, $20 to build. And they took you to the cleaners for $380 because they promised you a new phone with new improvements when in reality all they did was maybe change the aesthetics a little bit, maybe added one or two features, and that's it. And they keep having you come back so that you can waste your precious resources on a phone. That's right, on a phone, something that is essentially a communication tool. This is what happens when we say to ourselves, out with the old, in with the new, and it's a broad blanket statement that we apply it instead of saying, wait a minute, there's something here to old conventions. There's something here to some manual labor because we still need it. There's something here to thinking for myself, to reading books, not allowing other people to think for me and allowing them to tell me what the research dictates instead of myself doing the research and finding out whether or not verifying to see what people are telling me is true or not. There are things that can't be replaced. Morality can't be replaced. Self-research cannot be replaced. Family values cannot be replaced. Those things cannot be replaced. Sure, there are other things that can be advanced. The car itself, the design has been improved upon, yes. But still, you'll notice that there are other things that just cannot be changed. We should not discard something just because something new came along. Because at the end of the day, some new ideas might not be all that new anyways. For example, communism. That thing has been regurgitated over and over again. But guess what? Because others always find a way to present it in a new manner. And yet they continue to have it regurgitate through our public spheres and people continue to adopt it, even though they should recognize it for what it is, the killing machine that it has been for years. But guess what? Out with the old, in with the new. So even if it's old, as long as it presents itself with a new shade, a new color, guess what? It's new. We have to adopt it. It's cool. We have to be very careful with this. This has brought us very, very serious issues in our lifetime. And I think it's time for us to really become consistent in our thought processes and say, wait a minute, there are things that are traditional, that are considered orthodox, that just because they're orthodox doesn't make them bad, doesn't make them antiquated. For example, biblical values, sound biblical doctrine, family values. But yet there are other things, other advancements that they're good in technology and communication. But so long as the past is never forgotten and ethics never violated. That's all the time I have left for this edition of the podcast. Thank you for listening. I just urge you, I implore you to share this with your friends and with your family members so that they too can know the truth in a world full of uncertainty. This has been Gio. You can email me at gio@lwym.org. gio@lwym.org. Check out our website, lwym.org. Also check out my personal blog, Uncompromised Truth. wordpress.com. And if you're in the vicinity, in the Miami area, visit us every single Friday night when we host our Friday night youth meetings, 3175 Southwest 25th Street in Miami, Florida at 8 p.m. Until the next edition, may the Lord shine his face upon you.